A blessed Pentecost to you in the name of our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. From our Old Testament reading, the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 37, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. This is our text. No matter how you slice it, the last 14 months have been a difficult time. At times we've felt weary and lifeless. At times we felt frustrated and without hope. But finally, life really does appear to be returning to, dare I say it, normal, or maybe something like normal. Boys are playing baseball without masks. Family and friends are able to visit nursing home residents in their rooms. Graduations, summer trips, and weddings are taking place as planned. Now, I know that for some, these changes create nervousness, but for many, it's like life has been breathed back into us. And it seems fitting to me that this is happening as we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. Today, we rejoice in the power of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit whom Jesus poured out on the church from heaven. The Holy Spirit, as we confess, is the Lord and giver of life. The giver of life that isn't just a return to the same old, but of a life that's way better than normal ever was. The Lord and giver of eternal life. The power of the Holy Spirit is seen in the kinds of people that he works with and in making those people wholly alive. The Spirit's power is seen in the kind of people he works with. And what kind of people does the Spirit work with? They aren't the best and the brightest. They aren't the beautiful and the successful. They aren't the movers and shakers in society. Who are the people that the Holy Spirit works with? If we're looking at Acts chapter 2, they are fishermen from Galilee. Sons and daughters, young men and old, male servants and female servants, these are the people on whom the Spirit is poured out. But even more vivid than Acts chapter 2 is the vision received by the prophet Ezekiel when he was brought out in the Spirit of the Lord and set down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones, very dry bones. The kinds of people the Spirit works with are like dry bones, without life, without health, without strength of their own. So who are these people? In Ezekiel's day, it was the captive children of Israel, the Israelites. They felt like dry bones. They were saying, our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. And why was this? It was because of the Babylonians who had come. Their armies had marched in. They had destroyed Jerusalem. They had torn down the temple. They had deposed the king, and they had dragged off their sons and daughters to a strange land. No wonder they felt like hope was gone. Their lives, it seemed, were as good as over. They had no future except that of dry, dusty bones piled high in the middle of a valley. The wages of sin is death, and for too long the Israelites had been borrowing against their payday, and now their payday had come. But of course, it doesn't take actual chains to make people feel like dry bones. Many people today feel that way too. They are confused, Their lives have crumbled and are in disarray. They have no reason for living, and they have no hope in dying. And then there are others who may be outwardly successful, but are really no more alive than dry bones lying on a valley floor. They may seem to have it all. They may seem to have it all together, at least in the eyes of the world, and yet they have no life in them. And we are like dry bones. Too often we are like dry bones. That's what St. Paul says about us because of our natural birth. Dry bones are our inheritance from Adam and Eve. You were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked. We were all dead in our trespasses and sins. None of us had any more power to come alive than scattered bones in a valley. You know the truth, that life never comes from non-life. Life never comes from non-life. And even as Christians, we sometimes feel more dead than alive. What do I mean? We so easily get wrapped up in ourselves that we forget others. We forget their needs. We forget the way we are meant to serve and care for them. Or we sit stewing over some wrongs done to us and we take it out on the people around us. We so often fail to read God's word, fail to let his love have its way with us, fail to pray to him for help in times of need. And then the world silently, oh so silently, and so stealthily lures us away from God and into the valley of death. But here in this reading from Ezekiel, we see the power of the Holy Spirit. What the Holy Spirit has to work with isn't much. Dry bones. People who are dry bones. People who sometimes feel like dry bones. What could we make out of a bunch of dry bones? A skeleton, maybe, but not much. But what can the Holy Spirit do with dry bones? The Holy Spirit can make much of dry bones because the Spirit's power is seen in making people alive, in making them wholly and fully alive. That's what happens in the book of Ezekiel. He starts with a valley of dry bones and he ends with a living, breathing people who stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. How can the Spirit do something like that? How can he take dry bones and give them life? He makes them alive through his word. He makes them alive through the living and abiding word of God. Ezekiel didn't know whether the dead bones of the captive Israelites could live. In fact, Ezekiel probably thought that they couldn't live. But God knows. The Lord said to him, "Prophesy over these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.'" Now, speaking to dry bones may seem like the biggest waste of time ever. And it's true that our words would have no effect. I could speak day and night for decade after decade to dry bones and nothing would happen to them. But God's word isn't like our words. His word isn't powerless. His word isn't ineffective. By his word, what has he done? By his word, he created the heavens and the earth. By his word, he formed man from the dust of the earth. By his word, he breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life. By his word, he called dead people out of their graves. So God's word doesn't return empty or void. But the word of God is the vehicle and the instrument of the Holy Spirit. This is why God's word is so central to us and our life in the church, and so central to us in our lives as Christians. As Jesus said, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life." So by the power of the Spirit in the word, we are made alive. This is what Ezekiel was told. "Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, 'Thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live.'" wherever the word is spoken, whether to the north or to the south, to the east or to the west, there the wind of the Spirit blows. It gives life. It gives breath. Jesus says that the work of the Spirit is mysterious. In the Gospel of John, he compares it to the wind that just goes here and there. We don't really know how. We can't understand the work of the Spirit. And yet, the Spirit gives life. It does its work. As Jesus said of the Spirit, he will take what is mine, and he will declare it to you. The Spirit takes the things that are Jesus's, and he declares them. He makes them known. He gives them to you. And what is it that belongs to Jesus? Power over death and the devil. The forgiveness of sins and salvation. The life of the world to come. That belongs to Jesus. So where God's word is, there is life, because the Spirit is there, and he gives to us the life that belongs to Jesus. You know what that's like. We celebrated all throughout the Easter season. Jesus walked out of the grave alive, and death had no more power over him, and sin's stranglehold over us had died. He walked out of the grave alive, and this is the life that the Spirit gives to us. And he gives it to us through the word. He gives it to you through the word that you hear Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. Gives it to you through the word of absolution. And he gave it to you all the way back through the word that was there in the water when you were baptized. You have been made alive with Christ. You have a new existence. You are not without hope, and you are not without a future. The world may be one big valley full of dry bones, but where the Spirit breathes on those bones, they come alive forever. And it is the power of the Spirit in the Word of God that keeps us alive still. God promised his people Israel. He said, I will put my Spirit within you, not just breathe on you, but I will put it within you and you shall live, and I will place you into your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. When we feel more dead than alive, because we fall short of the glory of God, and because our faith and our love are lacking, when we feel more dead than alive, because illness and disease are slowly sapping us away, the Spirit brings to us the life of Christ. He leads us to repentance and faith. He renews us by the forgiveness of sins and by the promises that God gives. When we are burdened with difficulties that cause us to wonder if we can stay alive, the Spirit points us to our source of strength, which is in God. The Spirit leads us again back to Christ, to that one who was laid low in the grave but walked out alive, who lives and reigns and even now pours out his Spirit through his word on you. So we see that the power of the Holy Spirit is very great, not only for the Israelites of old, but also for us. Look at the kind of people he has to work with. Look at us. We are the kind of people that he has to work with. And look at what he does with those people. Look at what he does with us. As the people of Israel lived again, so the Spirit of God has made us alive again and keeps us alive. What can he do with dry bones? He can make a people, a host, an assembly of living ones who stand before the throne of God, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, who are singing the praises of the God who gave them new life and saved them. And indeed, the Spirit has already given you this new life. He has already made you alive with Christ, and he is keeping you alive still. And we have this promise still to come, that on the last day, when Christ returns in glory, when he comes in the same way as the apostles saw him go at the ascension, he will raise us from our graves and place us in the heavenly land. And there, we shall be wholly alive by the power of the Holy Spirit forever. In Jesus' name, amen.